welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
We're going to talk about some of the truth that's in the Word of God, referring to covenants. God has established a covenant with us, a covenant. This is actually called the Book of the Covenant, or covenants. This is God's covenant to you and I. But there are people, believers and non-believers, who don't believe that God said it. I'm here to tell you He said it, and He's fulfilled it, and will continue to fulfill it. Can I give you some definitions? It means this. It means a compact. It means a covenant is understanding that God has done something supernatural. The greatest covenant God has done was when He made it between the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. He didn't involve man because it's an everlasting, say everlasting covenant. How did He ratify that covenant? He did it by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say His blood. His blood has ratified the covenant. He has redeemed us and all of mankind. If we won't have unbelief and we won't have doubt, God say He's already done it. Say He's already done it. Now, I want to give you some scripture about the blood covenant. I can't go too deep into it because there's so much to say, but this everlasting covenant, say everlasting covenant, is established by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to some of these scripture verses. You and I have been redeemed. Say we're redeemed. Listen to what redeemed means. It means to pay the ransom price in order to set free, to buy back from the slave market. The Bible tells us that we were once slaves in the slave market, and Jesus Christ found us there. But in order to release a slave, what do you have to do? You got to pay a ransom to the auctioneer, am I correct? Well, in this case, who's the auctioneer? Satan was, am I correct? But Jesus came along, and He knew the price that had to be paid. Satan wanted the life of Jesus Christ. But guess what? Jesus said, I'm going to pay the ultimate price. I'm going to give my blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, I am already redeemed. Already. Hallelujah. Listen to it now. I'm redeemed. We were in sin. Christ paid the ultimate price and brought us back out of sin. Glory to God. How many of you got your Bibles open? Go over to 1 Peter. First chapter of 1 Peter, 18 and 19. Can we do that? We'll go all the way to the end. You must recognize that you were redeemed and ransomed from the useless, fruitless way of living, inherited by tradition from your forefathers. That means religion. Not with corruptible things such as silver and gold. Wow. But you were purchased. Say purchase. When you go in a store and you want to purchase something, what does that mean? You want to buy it and you want to do what? I want to own it. Purchase with the precious blood of Christ the Messiah. So how was your salvation and my salvation? How did we get it? Say somebody had to pay the price. Who paid the price? Jesus Christ paid it for us. How long will it be working? The everlasting covenant means there's blessings here and there's blessings in heaven. We have blessings here, but we have the blessing of eternal life. Eternal means there's no beginning and no end to it. Adam and Eve were made as eternal beings. They were not meant to die. They were not meant to die. There were no facelifts in the Garden of Eden. There was no fat people or skinny people or tall. Everybody was just perfect because they lived what? In a divine cocoon that the Spirit of God had made for them. But sin did what? Sin interrupted that beautiful place, that paradise called Eden. But Jesus, listen, the plan was already put into motion before the foundations of the earth. See, God knew our frailty and our weaknesses, so He put a plan, but He didn't do it through man. He did it with the Son and the Holy Ghost, it being sealed by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that great news? Hallelujah. Say, no wrinkles in heaven. But you were purchased with the precious blood of Christ the Messiah, like that of a sacrificial lamb without blemish or spot. In the Old Testament covenant, what happened? there was always a lamb that had to be spotless to offer up as a sacrifice. Am I correct? And if you'll study scriptures, you'll find out they were about ready to slay the lamb, and all of a sudden Jesus said it was finished. And when they slayed that spotless, sinless lamb on the altar, Jesus said, "It's finished, it's done." That was the ultimate. Say the ultimate. Because there's something you and I have to always understand and remember, that that lamb once a year that was slain for the forgiveness of sins for the nation for 1 year, Jesus, say Jesus, had sinless blood. Say sinless blood. Well, how did Jesus get sinless blood? The Bible says in Luke's gospel that Mary had the Holy Spirit hover over her, and he conceived in her this thing. What's the thing? It's Jesus. So the blood that comes from the male, the blood that came from the Holy Spirit, was sinless. Say sinless blood. When Jesus shed his blood on Calvary, it was sinless blood. When he was beaten, when the crown of thorns was put on him and he bled profusely, when he was hit with the whip, with little pieces of glass and metal that shredded his body, the blood that was shed, my God, say, was sinless blood. He had to shed sinless blood, say sinless blood, for you and for me. Hallelujah. My God. Say freedom isn't free. The freedom we have in this country is because men and women have given their lives and fought for our freedom. You and I can never understand unless we realize that someone had to die for our spiritual man, and that had to be Christ Jesus. Nobody's blood would work except the blood of a man that had never sinned. Say sinless blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. You understand one of the attributes of the Holy Spirit, this is for somebody. Whenever you and I kind of want to veer off course, you ever want to veer off course and I'll do it my way, right? What we have to remember is one of the attributes of the Holy Spirit is that he's omnipresent. I'll do it my way. No, I won't. Wherever we go, the sinless blood of Jesus is going to follow us. You and I can't get away. Say, we can't get away. We can't get away. The Bible says in Genesis, we were made in the likeness. Say, the likeness of who? God. The word likeness means shadow. You and I can't get out of the shadow of God. You and I can't get out of the shadow of the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for you and I. We've talked more, quite a bit about this, but when a plane were to take off, let's say from Newark Airport and fly to LAX in Los Angeles, the pilot doesn't just set a course and put it on autopilot. He constantly does what? Adjust because of winds, all kinds of things he'll run into. That plane, if he did not make the adjustments and still had it on autopilot, could wind up in Nome, Alaska. Well, I don't want to go there. Hallelujah. There's, say, constant adjustments. The Holy Spirit doesn't want us running on autopilot. He wants us to let him be in control so that he can guide and direct us and keep us from this and keep us from that. You see that lady out in California, she was sitting at a stop sign or a red light, I forget what it was, and the ground opened up from underneath her, sinkhole, swallowed the whole vehicle. She almost died. The thing looked like a tractor trailer had run over when they got it out, and she couldn't get out. And she finally was able to open the door a little bit, and the firemen showed up, put a ladder in there, and pulled her out. My God, have mercy. You and I don't know, hello, what's going to happen in the next 10 seconds, 10 minutes, 10 hours, 10 days. But I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit, say the Holy Spirit, will always be there for us to rescue us. Amen. When the Bible says the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf, it literally means this in the Greek language, that if we're in a difficulty, we've fallen into something, the Holy Spirit will come down. Holy, say, the Holy Ghost isn't throwing a rope. He's just coming right down in there himself to help us out. That's the work of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen to the rest of this. You were purchased with the precious blood of Jesus. Past tense. Say, you were purchased. When you hear things in your head, well, you'll never make it, and you know, that God stuff and blah, blah, blah. When you hear something that doesn't line up with the word, you start quoting scripture. Say scripture. And you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. One of the covenants that God established was with David. And remember the phrase we preached on it a few weeks ago, that the Bible says David came amongst his brothers in Israel, the army, and he heard all that was going on with this Goliath character. And the Bible says, David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? What he was saying in essence was, this guy doesn't have a covenant with my God. Say a covenant. Now, when you have a covenant, you have so many things, it would take me a week just to read them all. I got a covenant with the living God. Say a living God. And David tried on the armor that Saul gave him. Didn't work. He tried to listen to the advice of other people. Didn't work. Say this, because God had a plan. When God has a plan for you and I, don't listen to somebody else's advice. I wouldn't be standing here. My wife wouldn't be by my side and working as my co-pastor if we had listened to the advice of men. We try to get talked out of this by men more than we got talked into it by the Holy Ghost. It was a battle going on. But I knew the voice of God. My wife knew the voice of God. When God puts his finger on you and he gives you the word like he did David, understand David went down and he got how many stones? Say five smooth stones. But how many did he take Goliath down with? Say one. Listen to me now. The stones you and I get to put into our slingshots, here's my slingshot. Every stone represents a scripture verse. Go like this. Greater is he. Well, the way some of you are swinging, now you're going to smack yourself in the face. You'll be taking yourself down. Go like this. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Who's got another scripture verse? I can do all things through Christ that does what? Strengthens me. Wham. That'll take down that Goliath for you. Who's got another one? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All you and I need is one scripture verse. Go like this. And I told Wednesday night's crowd, if you can't think of a scripture verse, get your sling ready. I'm going to load you with something. Jesus! Woo! The Bible says in James, demons tremble at the sound of that name. Glory to God. When I was growing up, my mother used to say, wait till Dad gets home. Dad, when Dad came home and filled the frame of the house, guess what? Dad's home. I was going to get what Mom didn't want to give me from Dad. We talked the other day in our family about the old belt that was hanging on the wall. If the belt wasn't there, we knew where it was, on the posterior end of your body. Hallelujah. If Mom and Dad were alive today, I'd have to go visit them with the prison ministry. I'll tell you that right now. Can I read the rest of this to you now? It's true, verse 20, it's true that he has chosen and foreordained and destined before the foundations of the world. You see, this covenant, say this everlasting covenant, established by the blood of Christ, was already put in place long before the foundations of the earth were formed. That talks to me about how much God loves us. If you had a birthday coming up and somebody starts planning your birthday party the day after the one you just had, that's somebody who really cares about you. They're already planning and finding out who we can ask. It's over a year away, but they love you so much. God knew that man would stumble and fall, but I'm telling you, there's an everlasting covenant. Say everlasting. All the other eight covenants in the Old Testament were all leading up to this everlasting covenant that was established by the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost before the foundations of the earth. And his love reached out, my God, through the foundations of the earth, and he loves us, and he sent his only begotten Son. Say this with me as we close. Say sinless blood. That's the only thing that would do it for you and I. Say sinless blood.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.